It's time to go beyond the scores.
Tell me a little bit about how your week went here at the Deutsche Bank Championship.
And hear from the players themselves.
You know, this is a game of confidence.
Well, the first season was really tough.
I can't believe the quality of the play that's going on over there.
It's PGA one-on-one on Goldie Bounce Golf. Here's Liza Churchill.
At the ripe young age of 22, California native and recent Stanford grad, PGA Tour rookie Joseph Bramlett made his debut this week at the Sony Open at the Waialae Country Club in Oahu, Hawaii. All in all, there were 27 PGA Tour rookies in the field this week. Joseph made the PGA Tour via PGA Tour qualifying school, making PGA Tour history as the first African-American in 25 years to make the tour via Q school. During Joseph's final round at PGA Tour qualifying school, he shot from 33rd place to finish tied for 16 at 11 under at Orange County National. An amazing feat, since while at Stanford, Bramlett had to sit out a whole year of golf due to a wrist injury. The first African-American to join the tour during the Tiger Woods era, Bramlett and fellow Stanford alum Tiger Woods have many similarities. Amongst them, Bramlett debuts this week as a Nike staff member, and no one has helped him to get where he is more than his father, Marlo. We spoke to Joseph on Wednesday in Hawaii via teleconference, and here's what he had to say about his experience at the Sony Open thus far.
Yeah, I mean, the whole experience so far has been really cool. I got in Saturday night, got to walk a little bit on the course Sunday, and played some practice rounds Monday and Tuesday. And let's see, the first day I played 9 holes with Shane Birch, who's been out here for a little while as well. Played with a teammate of mine, Zach Miller, yesterday, and Matt Betancourt joined us for the front nine. Yesterday we actually got a sponsored tour of Pearl Harbor, which was really cool. So, you know, I'm just trying to take in the experience, and it's been pretty cool.
Joseph's got a new caddy this week, AJ Montesinos.
My caddy, AJ Montesinos, has definitely been around and seen mostly all the courses we'll play. I've played Pebble Beach and Spyglass, so I know two of the three used in the rotation at the Pebble Beach tournament. And, you know, I've played Torrey Pines South a couple times, so I've seen a couple of them. But, you know, I think it's something that I'll definitely have to pay a lot of attention in my practice rounds and talk to some of the older guys if I can and try to figure it out. AJ caddied for Hawaii for about a 2-year spell out there. So he won the PGA with them and the Honda, and yeah, they did pretty well together. You know, he's someone that definitely has some experience that I don't have. You know, I'm still trying to learn the golf courses and get a feel for it. And I was fortunate enough to have a close family friend of ours who knows AJ really well too, kind of hooked us up. And I'm very excited to get working with him. We got our personalities match really well. You know, he's very down-to-earth guy, so I think it'll be a good year for us.
He also had some thoughts on being a role model.
I think that anytime you're able to break down some kind of barrier, I think it's something that'll create attention, and hopefully I can use it as good attention. You know, I think when it comes down to it, I'm still a golfer. I'm on a PGA Tour, and I play to win tournaments. So on the golf course, I'll definitely be focused on what I'm trying to do and everything I've dreamed of since a little kid. But, yeah, off the golf course, I think, you know, there's definitely a great opportunity for me to hopefully inspire some younger kids and try to keep changing the game.
Know thyself. Joseph's got a plan for his rookie year out on tour.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, one of my biggest strengths is my mental game. I think I'm able to think my way around the course pretty well and keep a pretty good attitude throughout the ups and downs of a tournament. You know, in terms of weaknesses, I feel that, you know, probably it'll just be, you know, the experience aspect of playing on tour out here, I think, that any rookie would face. So, you know, I think that's something I'm going to kind of have to get a feel for and figure out just like everybody else. It's definitely a tough balance to find. And so I think there will be, you know, a learning curve with that for me. How often do I need to play? And there's a lot that goes into it between traveling and everything. So I'm certainly not down about any of it. It's all very exciting and a great opportunity for me. But I'll just probably have to kind of get a feel for it this year.
Fellow Stanford alum Tiger Woods has been very supportive of Bramlett's success.
Tiger's been very supportive of me. You know, he congratulated me on getting through, and he said he was very excited and and just really pumped that I was able to turn around and get the job done. And yeah, you know, he said he looked forward to playing together a lot next year. So hopefully we'll keep our relationship growing.
Best of luck to Joseph Bramlett and all the PGA Tour rookies out on tour this year. In media news, this past week, InsideTheRopes.com founder Tom O'Clair launched an alpha version of his newest endeavor, TourPlayers.com, where the pros hang out. Tom's always on the cutting edge of technology, and his trendy golf social media site doesn't disappoint. There's exclusive video of PGA Tour pros such as Justin Rose, Vijay Singh, Steve Marino, Camilo Villegas, Paul Casey, and Ben Crane, just to name a few, doing what they do best off the course to relax and enjoy the fruits of their labors. And a weekly talk show entitled Happy Hour with Jess and Steph. Golf blogger Stephanie Way and Golf.com editor Jess Marksbury discuss current events in the world of golf. I delved into the Goldie Bounce Golf audio vault to find this interview I did with Tom at the 2009 Turning Stone Resort Championship. At that time, Tom filled me in on the background of his company and the new IMHO technology that he would be implementing in the future. And the future is now. Rhode Island native and social media guru Tom O'Clair has missed only one PGA Tour event in the past 9 years. Tom's web TV company, Inside the Ropes, has provided golf fans with behind-the-scenes video interviews with the top PGA Tour pros as they come off the course at PGA Tour events. Check it out. Go to InsideTheRopes.com. I caught up with Tom at the 2009 Turning Stone Resort Championship, and he told me how it all came about. Tom, what is it that you do at each event?
I just talk to pretty girls and hang out.
I know you're standing on that way. Quite on the contrary.
Yeah.
I've seen you in action, though.
Well, actually, what I do is on Thursdays and Fridays, we have two waves, right? So I'll wait for the first wave and interview the leaders from that wave on video and then go through it, get it out to Titleist, and get it up on our website. And wait for the second wave, get the second wave done. On Saturdays and Sundays, I usually walk 18 holes with the lead group and then pretty much do the same thing, conduct interviews again.
You've been dubbed the Iron Man of the PGA Tour.
Well, I mean, I guess it's accurate. If you're going to gauge Iron Man status by being insane, by being someone who would go to every tournament, yeah, I guess I am the Iron Man, and being that over the last 12 years I've missed one tournament, that would qualify me as an Iron Man. But again, I don't know where that ranks on the sanity scale.
You seem really sane to me, Tom. You seem really sane to me.
Well, yeah, I hope I'm sane, but you know, you have to be a little bit crazy to live in Rhode Island, and when you speak to people about where you live, say, but I only live there about 5 weeks a year because I spend the rest of the time on the PGA Tour. So,
and how many players have you interviewed? Do you know the number over time?
You know, when I did take that 1 week off, the Golf Channel did like this 8-minute feature about me taking a week off. And they ran some of those numbers that I never really paid attention to, like got me to realize that I spent over $5 million to build this company, which I never would have thought. Got me to realize, you know, that I had over 1,000 airline tickets and that I had done over 10,000 video interviews with players. So I don't know what the exact number is. I only know it's a lot.
Do you ever get tired of life on the road?
I think the one thing that's great about it, Liza, is that because we change venues every week, I'm a guy that likes, you know, I've been traveling. I was a ski racer when I was a young guy. So, you know, I've been traveling for 40 years. I mean, so being nomadic is in my blood, and the fact that we have a different venue every week and a different group of players, you know, Tiger doesn't play every week, Phil doesn't play every week, we don't have the same players on top of the leaderboard every week, so you get to see guys, you know, you get to a point where guys actually say, hey, I haven't seen you in a while, it's good to see you, you know, if I'm being interviewed by you, it means I'm doing well. So, you know, even today, I got to see, you know, a couple of players that I hadn't seen in a while, so it's good that way.
Well, you must derive a lot of satisfaction from your work then.
Oh, no doubt. I wouldn't do it if I didn't derive a lot of satisfaction. I mean, I think to be able to use your creativity and put together a company and put together these ideas. And, you know, we're still leading the way with technology. You know, as part of my day today, I had to spend about 2 hours on the phone with conference calls, introducing people to a new technology that we're onto that's probably 16 months ahead of today in that, you know, as we speak, you probably won't see it hit the market for another 16 to 18 months. But we're involved in it, and we're bringing it to golf, and we're trying to set the leading edge. So that's very exciting. And with technology today, it's very cool. So, you know, it's fun to see. It's fun to be part of it. It keeps you young, and it's exciting to see where it's going.
Well, the speed of news is so different than it used to be. I mean, the way everything flows so fast.
Well, absolutely right. I mean, you know, we're talking about things now like, you know, you do an interview with a player on Sunday and it's great and people talk about it on Friday. But, you know, we're talking about ways to take that interview on Sunday and maximize the worldwide audience instantly. I mean, that's phenomenal. But
amazing.
But so you think of it in terms of an interview, but when you think of it in terms of branding and advertising and opportunities for sponsorships and things like that, what's happening is companies have to look at ways to get instantaneous relation with that interview. So it's quite challenging to be able to match those two, but that's what we're on to. We're on to marrying those two. And when you do, the people who are able to do that are going to be people that I think are going to prosper very much in the new world.
Well, scrolling back to you being one of the pioneers of this type of social media and the issues that you face thus far, it seems like you're rather tenacious, and I can see you totally coming out on top.
Well, I think that, you know, you don't start something and back away. You know, I've always taught my children, and I've always believed that you set goals and you go after them. And one day somebody asked me why I liked professional football so much, and I said, because to me it's really a manifestation of life. It's a visualization of life. You know, you've got your offense trying to move a football into the end zone, and you got a defense presenting all these obstacles trying to stop you from doing that. Well, isn't that just what life is? Isn't that what business is? You know, you have your goals, you're on offense, but you got all these people on defense trying to block you, trying to put obstacles up, trying to prevent you from getting to your ultimate goal. And you have to be brave, I guess, in a certain way. You have to have thick skin, and you have to be willing to take on those challenges and try to find ways to overcome the challenges so that you can get to that goal that you set.
Now, speaking of your children, your sons work with you here on the website?
Kyle works with me. Kyle's my middle guy. He's embarrassed when I say this, but he's certainly one of the best golf photographers in the world. I would match him against any. My daughter, who's my baby, is very much interested in the business side of things and very active in that. She was in on all the conference calls today. And my oldest son, TJ, was burnt out after 2 years because Jim Donaldson of the Providence Journal wrote an article on us at the Masters 1 year. And TJ had just graduated college, and Jim wrote that TJ would be the only recent college grad whose dad would call him a slacker for working an 18-hour day. So I kind of wore TJ out early. I didn't learn enough for TJ, but I did learn it for Kyle and Caitlin. So TJ is working with Turner Sports in the golf business.
Well, it probably, in a weird way, might have helped him for his own career to learn that work ethic.
Oh, I don't think any of us would doubt that work ethic certainly has helped him. And, you know, that's why he's able to do what he does. But it's nice that we're all in the golf business. It's nice when we go to major championships that we're all together. Unfortunately, my wife isn't out at venues with us a lot. And when she is, quite honestly, I try to entertain her and try to put less focus on work and more focus on her, which is the right thing to do. But it is real nice to have all the kids out there with you working in the same environment.
Now, who are some of your favorite players to interview?
Well, I don't have a problem with any player. So
right.
I don't know that I would play favorites, but I would say, obviously, I consider myself to have a great relationship with Tiger Woods, and I've enjoyed all of the interviews with him since he came out. I've been here for his entire career. So we've had some very good times and fun times. And but then, you know, you have a guy like Vaughn Taylor, who I spoke with today, that I think most of the time people don't get to see the real. He's a very quiet guy, but he's a great young man, and I certainly enjoy spending my time chatting with him. So I enjoy what I do, and in enjoying what I do, Liza, I enjoy speaking with the people that I speak with on a daily basis. So I never really go into a situation and go, oh no, I got to talk to him.
Now, what do you think of the reality shows on, like, the Golf Channel? Like, some of the reality shows, like the John Daly Show or the Hank Haney Project or the Natalie Gomez Show, do you think that stuff's interesting? Or?
To be perfectly honest with you, I've never seen any of them. So I can't give you an opinion because I don't watch the Golf Channel.
Yeah.
I spend all my time in golf. So the last thing I'm going to do when I go to my hotel room is turn the Golf Channel
more,
on.
Yeah.
So, and I also think, I've always felt this way, Liza, that... Yeah. I don't read the sports sections relating to golf when I go to an event. I don't tend to watch the television coverage because I don't want to slant my coverage. I think that on InsideTheRopes.com, we bring people inside the ropes at a golf tournament. And I think that because of our relationships and because of the way we cover the game, maybe we bring something a little bit different. And certainly that's been the response we've gotten from the public. And I think that to do those things would kind of slant my coverage a little bit. And I'm not looking for anybody to influence how I ask a question or how I cover a sport.
Now, what's your take on this event here at Turning Stone? How do you think it's going to end up?
Well, hopefully sunny is how it's going to end up.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. That's
it could go either way with this weather.
Yeah, the weather is certainly going to be a factor. I'm amazed that we're going to finish 36 holes. That is amazing. But hopefully the breeze is picking up, so it'll hopefully dry things out a little bit. Who knows what's going to happen here? That's the beauty of covering golf, is that, you know, on any given week, you don't know what. You can have the number one player in the field. You can have the top 30 players in the field. And somebody who's 128th on the world rankings can win. So that's what makes it exciting right now. Vaughn Taylor has the lead. Can he finish it off? Of course he can. He's done it before. Will he? We have to wait 36 more holes to find out.
I actually was speaking to the director of the Kodak Challenge today. And like the FedEx Cup and the Kodak Challenge, what do you think of those promotions that they're doing on the PGA Tour?
Well, I think for guys like Kevin Streelman, who's in the lead right now, a cool $1 million in cash for a bonus is pretty nice. It's an attempt to try to entice guys to play more, events. And I think that it's enticing to a certain group of people. I think the top-tier players, $1 million, believe it or not, Liza, is not going to move the top players. Many of them would rather spend time at home with their families than to be chasing another $1 million. Golfers are very well compensated, thank you. And so, I mean, it's another element. It gives you something else to look at. As far as the FedEx Cup, I wonder if it's really caught on with any buzz. I mean, I've gone to every FedEx Cup event, and I don't know that they're any different than they were. You know, I don't think Deutsche Bank in Boston is any different than it was before the FedEx Cup. I think the people in the Boston area are going to come out, and the New England area are going to come out and support that event. So I don't see the FedEx Cup as being a real big deal. Now, I know the tour sees it as being a real big deal, and, you know, I know Tiger, having won it twice, and VJ winning it once, think it's a big deal to get that extra 10 mil, but I don't know. Playoffs just don't seem that exciting in golf.
Tom, on a lighter note, how's your golf game?
Well, I will tell you this. I don't play very much, unfortunately. In the mid-90s, I took 3 years off. I played every day with my two boys and my 85-year-old uncle, and that was my dream foursome. And to be able to do it every day for a couple of years was, you know, a couple of the best years of my life. My uncle's dead now, and those are memories that we have for the rest of our lives. However, my wife did say to me when I was home on Monday, I guess it was Monday or Tuesday before, yeah, Tuesday. I came up here on Tuesday afternoon. So Tuesday before I left, she said, you know, why don't I just drive the cart and you go play golf? And it's probably the second or third time I've played golf this year. And I shot 56 on the front nine. And I shot 38 on the back nine. So I made my adjustments, and I was very pleased with how I played the back nine. So there you have it, a 94. Some good golf, some horrible golf, but...
yeah, but you're having fun, Tom. You're having fun out there.
I'm having fun, and it's nice to swing the sticks.
Yeah.
However rare it is that I get to do it, it is fun to do it, and I look forward to a time when I can do it more often.
Well, thank you so much for coming on Goldie Bounce Golf, Tom. It was great to have you.
It's a pleasure, Liza. Look forward to seeing you again.
Tune in to Goldie Bounce Golf Live, heard every Sunday night at 6:30 exclusively on 95.9 WATD.